T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Movies out in theaters this weekend. You can take the kids to see Sonic the Hedgehog as Jean Ralphio from Parks and Rec voices Sonic. His real name is Ben Schwartz. But James Marsden, also in the film, and Jim Carrey playing the villain. Speaking of Jim Carrey, as a lot of people are trying to make him out to be the villain after this awkward interview he did, in which the female interviewer asked him what else he wanted to do. You have the audio?
Yeah. And I was wondering, after all you've done in your career and in your life, is there anything still left on your bucket list?
Just you.
Oh. Wow.
That's it. It's all done now.
I don't know what to say to that.
His rep has had to come out and say it was good. It was just a good-natured reference to the interview being at the top of his bucket list, which we said.
Yeah.
If he had just said, just you, yeah, maybe a little creepy. But when he said, it's done now, he was referring to the interview.
Yeah.
Let's let it go.
And I think her reaction escalated it.
Yeah.
Which she took it that way, and that's not her fault. But it all of a sudden, her awkward laugh, and people are going to zone in on that.
I'm sure he wishes he went back and said just this interview instead of just you.
Mm-hmm.
Also out in theaters, Fantasy Island. And I immediately thought of the 70s show. And then I saw a trailer for it. I was like, whoa, this is not Fantasy Island. But it is. Michael Pena is Mr. Rourke. But it's a horror adaptation of the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Lucy Hale's in it. Not my cup of tea.
You don't like Lucy Hale?
I don't like a horror movie.
Come on, yeah. She's the new...
It looks intense.
It does.
And I don't know. Tattoo's the name of the
Harvey Villachez character.
Gentleman. Yeah.
I didn't see him on the cast list, that character, so I wonder if there's not some twist. Like, wouldn't you think it's going to end up that... Somehow he's the bad guy or something.
Yeah. They just don't want to spoil it.
If that goes
like
well.
Like you did. No, I
haven't even seen it.
I don't know.
If that goes well, you think other 70s like feel good, like Love Boat horror? You Love Boat horror movies, I could totally see, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
The cruise ship, have they done that yet?
I think that would work.
Yeah.
I agree. It's easier than Fantasy Island, maybe.
You find out Gavin McLeod was just... evil. I don't even know who he played. That's just the only Love Boat.
He was the captain.
He was the captain.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But let's face it, in the horror movie, Gopher's the villain.
I know it.
Yeah.
Or Julie.
Oh, that's a good one. That's probably the sequel.
Speaking of
Love
dark,
Boat 2.
You might see the trailers for Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Downhill.
Yeah, it looks
Downhill.
Very funny.
Downhill. Down.
Downhill.
Okay. And you're like, oh, this Jeopardy. Is going to be hilarious. But it's a real dark comedy, so I'm just going to tell you going in, there might not be a bunch of laugh out loud moments, but it's still supposed to be funny. They're a married couple. They reevaluate their lives after there's an avalanche, and Will Ferrell grabs his phone to get himself to safety instead of rescuing his family.
Oh.
And then they're stuck on this ski trip. And they in the Alps, and they reevaluate everything.
Sounds funny.
Yeah. Celebrities who fell in love at first sight, or at least they claim to have fallen in love at first sight. Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. She said as soon as he walked into this restaurant, she knew that was it. They were engaged within 10 months.
Oh.
Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, the first time he saw her, he said, Catherine, I'm going to be the father of your children.
I think a lot of men say that when they meet Catherine Zeta-Jones.
They so, yeah.
The exact same thing.
He just happened to be Michael Douglas.
That works. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi met backstage at, here's a throwback, VH1's Big in 04 Awards.
Hey,
remember that award show?
I remember those.
Show?
I remember doing Big in 05 with our own Paul Cook.
You went to the award
yes.
show?
Yeah. Long, man, that's...
Then they canceled it.
Yep.
Your fault.
Well, we knew they couldn't do any better.
Matt Damon and his wife, Luciana, he said, I saw her across the room, and it was like there was a beam of lightning shining down on her. Luckily, she survived that one.
No. And the mixed metaphor.
Yeah, right.
Beam of lightning?
He said she was radiating joy. David and Victoria Beckham, when he saw her, when he saw a Spice Girls video, he told his friend that he was going to marry her. As many people, I'm sure, did about Posh Spice.
He's like, or at least one of them. I don't know.
Hey, I got 20% off.
Come on.
Yeah. Right.
Look at me. If I want a Spice Girl,
1 in 5. I bet on me.
Hey, I'll start with Posh, but if that doesn't work,
he could probably have had them all. And then he said he went home when they first met and he wrote her telephone number on so many things in case he lost it one place. Oh, so romantic. And then this is sweet, but you got to proofread here a little bit. Orlando Bloom got a tattoo of his son's name in Morse code. His son's name is Flynn. Really sweet. Just in time for Valentine's Day. Except it's spelled wrong. The Morse code says Fryn, F-R-Y-N-N.
Oh, no.
The tattoo artist said he has to add another dot.
That's a lot of ink.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It is. Five letters in Morse code?
It goes all the way down the inside of his forearm.
It's a neat idea.
Yeah.
It is a neat idea. Oh, yeah.
Another son named Dash, so that one's a lot easier.
Dot and Dash. See? Yeah. Got it taken care of.
Yeah.
Daughter and a son.
Yeah, right. Entertainment Schmig, you can get online at Y98.com. We'll have more at 8:40. And if you've been paying attention, Schmig Schmackdown coming up in about... I don't want to know that, babe. Don't have a mind, no. I told her she knows. They came and reload. I don't want to know that, babe. Entertainment Schmig. As our own Paul Cook would say, holy carp fish. We got some Stranger Things news for you, and it's coming up in just a second. Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in January for just February for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. Stranger Things just posted to their Facebook page, from Russia with love. Maybe because it's Valentine's Day? Don't know. But you see this icy, snowy place. And you see all of these men working on a chain gang. When all of the sudden, spoiler alert, one of them turns around and it's... Hopper.
What?
Yeah, who else did you think it was going to be in Russia? Come on.
Sean Astin.
Hopper. He's... Oh,
yeah.
Sad. Why'd you have to do that?
I like Sean Astin. Still hurts a little bit.
It does. It hurts a lot. I thought he was going to be forever. But no.
We need a date. We need a date for season 4.
Yeah.
Well, I think they threw one out, but it was not included on the trailer.
Oh.
By the way, Hopper, bald. And you know when someone shaves their head off in a TV, shaves their hair off in a movie or a TV show, that means they're not messing around.
Yeah, if they shave their head off, they're really not messing
around. Yeah, right.
Right.
People were just speculating yesterday because David Harbour's name was removed from Stranger Things on their IMDb page in terms of season 4.
Oh,
it
could have been a...
just to throw people.
Wow.
Because he's back. And some new shows popping up on TV this weekend. See if you're interested in any of them. On Hulu, the series premiere of High Fidelity, based on the movie. Gender role reversal, though, because instead of a man playing the John Cusack character, they're going to have Zoe Kravitz, which is another switcheroo, because her mom, Lisa Bonet, was in the movie.
Yeah. I think they're both based on the book.
This says it was a remake of the movie, so I don't know. Because High Fidelity, the book, wasn't it based in England?
Yeah, it was adapted to be taking place in America. But yeah, I think it all started with, was it Nick Hornby? Was
yeah.
He's so great. He did About a Boy, High Fidelity, so many great books if you're a book person.
And he did an album with Ben Folds, who I saw last night and is in town tonight.
That's right.
Crazy.
Also on Hulu, Utopia Falls, a sci-fi hip-hop drama. You know. Hundreds of years in the future, contestants in a music competition discover a secret archive that exposes them to hip-hop, and they start a revolution with it.
Wow, what's that on?
That's on Hulu.
Man.
Utopia Falls. Also on Disney Channel, Zombies 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ashamed to say I have seen the first Zombies.
I have, too. That's how I knew that one kid was on Dancing with the Stars, where you know why he did so well.
Oh, that's for Milo?
Yeah. Milo Manheim. Mm-hmm. He's the zombie quarterback who had a taboo relationship with a human cheerleader.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
This one has
ripped
rare
from
words.
The headlines, huh?
Yeah.
Third season of American Idol premieres this Sunday on ABC. You can't really call it the third season, but the third ABC season. On Fox, new animated show, Duncanville. Amy Poehler plays a 15-year-old boy. She also created the sitcom. She voices the mom, and Ty Burrell voices the dad.
Huh.
I'm interested. And John Oliver comes back on HBO.
Sorry, when is American Idol?
Sunday.
Okay. An artist I used to manage is on this season, and I guess she's extraordinarily talented.
Get out.
I have a feeling she probably gets kind of far.
What's her name?
Her name is Ren Patrick, and she's terrific.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see it.
Do you get any residuals since you used to manage her?
No. Nope. I just get to name drop her on the radio.
Yeah, right. Justin Bieber's new album, Changes, is out today. So is the 10th album for Huey Lewis and the News, their first in 10 years. And St. Louis's Dave Holmes, used to be an MTV VJ, comedian, excellent writer.
Just wrote
this whole thing. Did you go to school with him?
No, he's older than me.
Oh, okay.
We were not there at the same time.
Got it.
Because I am 32.
Nope, you're not. Next week, you're changing 32. Decades. He wrote this great profile on Huey Lewis, who is deaf now and can no longer perform live.
It's a good story.
It's wild.
Isn't it great? And the photographs are amazing, too.
Yeah. Huey Lewis lives in Montana now, about an hour outside of Missoula. But in that article, it talks about how he was making progress with this hearing issue.
Yeah.
Huey was.
He has Meniere's disease.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's so unpredictable. He can do really, really well for a couple, 3 weeks, and then boom, his hearing just goes away again.
Oh, man.
My husband had Meniere's disease and is almost completely deaf in one ear.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Sorry. And Herman's own Nathaniel Rateliff, solo album out, and it's still all right.
Huh. What are the Night Sweats doing?
I don't know.
That's his backing band, right? I didn't make that up.
Yeah. Okay, couple quick headlines here. Avengers Endgame, first movie in history to become the highest grossing movie ever and not win a single Oscar. What?
Yeah, it lost to 1917 for effects.
Crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Luckily, it leads the nominees for the Kids' Choice Awards. I mean, duh. March 22nd, Nickelodeon, Chance the Rapper is hosting. And new Billie Eilish, she dropped it last night, her James Bond theme, No Time to Die.
Fool me once, fool me twice.
Sounds exactly like a James Bond theme.
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of have that vibe.
Yeah.
I dig
it. They do, yeah.
No Time to Die dropped last night. You have Sam Smith with To Die For. I mean, some real uplifting Valentine's Day songs for you.
Where's Lizzo when you need her?
Yeah, right. And they still have never even confirmed that they're a couple. But Anna Kournikova and Enrique Iglesias just had their third child. So congrats to them.
At the, I was a PA on the 2001 MTV Video Music Awards, and Enrique, very hot at the time, my brother Kern, by the way, huge fan. And Enrique's there with Anna Kournikova, and they're walking, and there's kind of right through the front of the stage, I believe we were at Radio City, and she trips, and Enrique just yanks her, just keeps going, and drags her. It was one of the most... It was terrible. I mean, I'm sure he was nervous and it was the moment. He didn't want to embarrass her and he didn't know what to do, but it was what are you doing, man?
Keep moving, woman.
Help her.
Yeah, right. stop and see if she's okay.
Yeah.
Don't drag her like a cave woman.
Come on, Enrique.
What is this?
He was like, Vamos. Let the music take you over. Right?
I don't yeah. Know. Yeah. Okay. All right. No place. Y98. I'm pretty sure that song's called No Place.
Nailed it. And congratulations to Joanne from Florissant. She recognized two Backstreet Boys songs in a row, called us, and she's going to see the Backstreet Boys when they come to town this summer at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Tickets are already on sale yesterday.
Boom.
And Janet Jackson tickets go on sale today at noon. We already gave those away today. Thanks to everyone for listening this week to win those tickets. More Backstreet Boys tickets with Julie Tristan after 10. But right now, it's time for celebrity birthdays.
Yeah, these are some famous people who have a birthday today on Valentine's Day. But before I begin, I want to wish my daughter a happy 14th birthday on Sunday.
I was like, wait, her birthday's not on Valentine's Day.
Nope.
Happy birthday, Kennedy.
Yep.
Wait, nice. How old?
14.
Oh my gosh, I still remember holding her in the hospital when she was a little babe.
Mm, happy birthday, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I hope you like that keychain I got you for your birthday.
She does, by the way. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. She chose the kangaroo over the koala, in case you were wondering.
I get it.
Oh, Nora chose the koala.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not her birthday, but she got one anyway. Sorry, Kennedy.
All right, let's look at some famous people born today. How old is Freddie Highmore? You know him from The Good Doctor. You also know him as Norman Bates.
Oh, yeah.
From A&E's Bates Motel. But how old is Freddie Highmore?
We're saving his life. He was bleeding out.
You have it in the wrong place.
I think I remember enough of Anatomy 101 to know where the jugular vein is.
You would be in the right place if you were an adult. He's not an adult. He is a boy, which means you're also putting pressure on his trachea, which means he's not currently breathing. You have to put the pressure higher up.
Oh, my God, like, what happened? That was gripping.
I know, right?
He was also...
He died. Lack of airflow.
Yeah. Go, turn that back on. He was like, Charlie in the Johnny Depp, Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory.
That's
right.
Too. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
He was. I completely forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a youngin'. He's got... 28.
That's it.
That's
Bing.
Exactly.
Way to go. Way to go.
Happy
All right.
Valentine's
nice
Day
job.
To me.
Yeah, Lance and I were thinking that, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Please, it's the only one I've gotten in
four months.
It's only because we were thinking it and sent it telepathically to you.
Thank you. Okay,
we'll
do it again. Do it again.
How old is Danaya Guerrera? You know her as Michonne on The Walking Dead and also Okoya in Black Panther.
When you said we were going to open Wakanda to the rest of the world, this is not what I imagined.
Then what did you imagine?
The Olympics. Maybe even a Starbucks.
Uh-huh. All right, send it to me. Send it to me.
34?
She's a tough one. I don't know. I've not seen Walking Dead, but I know her from Black Panther.
38.
33.
She ages very well. 42.
Wow. Good for her.
How old is...
In Wakanda, they've got all that technology.
Right.
So,
yeah.
How old is Simon Pegg?
Oh, Shaun of the Dead.
That's right. Scotty, and of course, he's also in the new Mission Impossible series.
I just looked it up. Okay, you're on Interpol's most wanted list, and that, by the way, is a spectacular list to be on. Whatever happened, I'm sorry, but I'm hanging up right now.
Mission Impossible, I'm pretty sure, is what you just said.
I am Mission Impossible.
It's impossible to say.
Simon Pegg, he's been around for a bit. How old was he when he did Shaun of the Dead? That was what, like... Early 2000s, 2005.
He's really good on The Boys, that Amazon.
Oh, he's on that too?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Awesome. Did you ever watch that, Kevin?
I have not. I need to get into
Come
that.
On.
I need to get into that.
I'll say, did you go, Jen?
Mm-mm. 47.
I'm going to say 50.
52.
That's correct.
Oh.
50.
50. 50.
Yeah. And this guy, man. Lead singer of Matchbox 20. We had him in town for our
Christmas
show.
Valentine's Day.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
When we did the Not Safe Nikki's Comedy Central show, we wanted to just not acknowledge Valentine's Day and just refer to it as Rob Thomas's birthday.
That's right. Rob Thomas.
Can you help him? He's bent.
Yeah, right. And you just brought up Smooth yesterday, Tim. How old is Rob Thomas? 52. Ooh. Is he that old? I don't know.
48?
48 is right. Nice job.
Timothy. Yeah, I'm sorry. Rob, you look 45. Really?
You got it.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Rob Thomas.
I didn't get to guess, and that's how a heart breaks.
This is how a heart breaks.
Close enough.
Lance is really upset about it. They never get
Let's
put
give
back
you
together.
One more celebrity birthday for Lance. Did you guess any? You got one.
I threw out 52, but Tim had already gotten
All
Simon
right.
Pegg right.
All right. Are you ready, Lance?
Yes.
How old is Gremlin star Zach Galligan?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Okay, hold on. I got to think about what year I saw that. I'm going to take a wild guess. I'm doing a little kind of round in the edges math. I'm going to say he's 57.
So close.
I bet he's 56.
56.
No.
Oh, I was going to say 57.
There's some other good birthdays. Drew Bledsoe. You know, he was injured and Tom Brady took over. And you know what happened there.
There was a quote where, like, Drew Bledsoe said, nah, Tom Brady will never make it in this league.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure he did say that. What's
Jim Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback for the Bills. Mm-hmm. He's 60. He beat cancer. Oh, Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien, look at my mustache.
What?
That sounds really good.
I'm Pat O'Brien, look at my mustache. I got really round glasses.
That's incredible.
I'm Pat O'Brien.
Michael Bloomberg, and with a tie to St. Louis, Jimmy Hoffa.
How old's Bloomberg?
78.
How old's Hoffa?
Not. Oh, I get what you're saying.
Here's Pat O'Brien with the traffic.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.